Here's a story from The World.
For 2 weeks, massive protests against police brutality have ricocheted across Nigeria. It's brought thousands of people into the streets. But this week, things turned deadly in the country's biggest city, Lagos. Amnesty International says Nigerian police and military shot and killed at least 12 protesters. People around the world have condemned the killings, especially Nigerians living abroad. The World's Halima Gikandi has more.
Le Palanca restaurant in Nairobi specializes in Nigerian cuisine. I came here to meet one of their chefs, Samson Oluwase Fariola. He's from Nigeria. He was supposed to have the day off, but he wanted to come meet with me to talk about what's happening in his home country.
At first, when I watched the news like 2 nights ago, I couldn't sleep.
He's referring to the violent crackdown on peaceful protesters in Lagos on Tuesday. Human rights organizations and eyewitnesses accuse Nigerian security forces of opening fire on protesters. Nigeria's army has denied those allegations, but graphic videos on social media tell a gruesome story. Fariola says those videos keep him up at night.
Seeing them shooting our youths just because they demanded for a kind of reformation in the Nigerian system, and the next action we got was to start shooting at us. Ah, I felt so bad.
The peaceful protest began against SARS. That's a notorious special anti-robbery police squad in Nigeria. For years, they've been accused of human rights violations, including torture. Nigeria's government said last week it would dismantle the unit, but protests continued nonetheless. Because, as Fariola says, SARS is only one part of the problem.
Even police officers in Nigeria, I hate them with passion because they extort you. You have to bribe your way out.
He says he's had to pay bribes to the police just for driving, even when he's had the correct paperwork. Fariola left Nigeria about a year ago because, along with police corruption, there weren't any jobs. Nigeria is rich in oil and other resources, but unemployment is sky high.
I would never have thought of leaving my country if my country was a better place for me to live. I would have stayed back in my country. I would have really stayed back. Yeah.
Many Nigerians have left their country searching for greener pastures. It's a huge diaspora across the world, and they've made their voices heard during these protests.
We want people in Nigeria to know that just because we're not there doesn't mean that we don't care. And that's an important message to send.
That's Nkuleka Onye. She was born in the U.S., and her parents are immigrants from Nigeria. She's a high school principal in Rhode Island, but she often travels back and forth to Nigeria. Over the weekend, she joined other Nigerian Americans to demonstrate in front of the State House in Providence. They held signs that read, End SARS. That's the hashtag protesters in Nigeria have adopted. Onye says they'll be holding another protest this coming weekend. There have already been protests across the world, in London, Washington, D.C., and Accra. Onye thinks there's one thing that has inspired Nigerians to go out to the streets, and that's the Black Lives Matter movement. She says what happened to George Floyd over the summer resonated with so many people.
And we really think that what has inspired the rally and the protests in Nigeria, the young people to organize and begin to speak out, is really what they've seen in the United States and around the world.
She says injustice in Nigeria isn't just an African problem. It's a global problem requiring a global response. That's why Nkuleka Onye says she's writing to her local officials in Rhode Island. And next, she plans to call the United Nations. For The World, I'm Halima Gikandi in Nairobi. From PR.